first quarter conference call, the GPHA, for the bondholders to review third quarter 2018 results. I trust everyone has a copy of the financial statements for the third quarter ending September 2018. I'll be starting with the activity report. For the year, we have 86,254 patients, pretty much the same number of patients or users as we had same time last, at the close of last year, December 17. The number of patients, remained steady or up slightly. The number of visits, however, off those patients are up. As you can see at the bottom of our activity report, the total number of visits through September were 222,422, and that's compared to at the same time last year, same time in 2017, rather, we had 213,000. So that's 222,000, that's compared to 213,000. Visits are up rather nicely, just under 10,000 visit increase. So things are moving rather nicely as it relates to the number of patients that are coming in, the number of services that are being delivered, and that's a direct result of the utilization of our patients increasing, the same number of patients getting more services. Turning the page to our statement of revenues and expenditures, as you can see, we've drawn down $9.1 million in grant funds. We have total revenues, total revenues from operations of $36,760,000, giving us total support and revenue of $45,884,000. And with our expenses being $45 million as well, that gives us a operating income of $852,756 before we include non-operating expenditures, which total non-operating expenditures are $1.4 million. When I take a look at the financials in September compared to the budget, you can see that our total revenues are up $1.5 million in compared to prior year. And expenses are up $1.3 million, giving us a total support and revenue over expenses of $254,000, which is explained almost all in total, not almost in total, by the fact that we had $2 million more in revenue, which is really being driven by our pharmacy revenue. That's grown rather nicely. We are getting more patients to take pharmacy, to get our pharmacy scripts. And as I mentioned in the past, we continue to target specifically those patients that have high margin scripts, and that's worked out rather nicely for us. Turning the page so we can look at the prior year or the year-over-year comparison, you'll see that our grant revenues are up $3.4 million. Total revenues are up $1.6 million, with total support and revenue up $5 million over same time in 2017. The total expenses are up 5.3, and in comparison to last year, we're slightly off compared to last year, $292,000 in operating income. And our total non-operating expenses are up $363,000. As we turn to the last page, our assets, our statement of what's the statement of revenues really should be a balance sheet. We'll have that corrected. Our current assets are $36 million. long-term at 34.4. You're going to say total assets of $70,726,000. Current liabilities are $5.6 million. Long-term at 52.8. You're going to say total liabilities at $58,456,000. And fund balance of $12.8 million. Give us a total fund balance of $12.2 million, once we factor in the net income. Closing out at a total liability of fund balance of $70,727,000. Are there any questions?
Hi, this is Dave Murdoch from Lynn Capital.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning? Thank you.
Doing well.
Your grant revenue is up significantly this year. What is that? It looks like that's $9 million versus prior year to date, $5.6 million. What's driving that?
That's really a timing issue. The grant dollars that we received in 17 and 18 are roughly the same. In 18, we just didn't draw down as many grant dollars in the calendar year. I'm sorry, in 17, we didn't draw down as many grant dollars in that calendar year. So our grant period is from July to June, and our fiscal year is from January to December. So just depending on when we draw down dollars, there are years where we'll draw down more grant dollars than we have in the prior year. So that's really a timing issue when we draw those grant dollars down. And that's tied to draw down when we are going to be using the funds. So if there's certain expenditures we have to make, certain bond payments or capital improvements we make to our buildings, things of that nature. So that we draw the money down when we are going to use it and not necessarily trying to draw down the same dollar amount each year.
Huh. Okay. So is it like a pool of money that you have access to, or is it really a revenue?
Yeah, it's a pool of money. So each year we get awarded. Get awarded roughly $7 million. And those funds sit in a federal account. And they're connected to our operating account with our bank. And when we need it, we go on an online portal and we do what's called a drawdown. It's just a request for funds. And those funds get transferred into our checking account the following day. So when we get awarded, the money doesn't actually come in at one time. And we don't record the funds on our financial statements until we draw the money down.
Right.
So we get awarded in 2017 for $7 million. We drew down roughly $5 million. We had $2 million that carried over into the fiscal year 18. And when we draw those funds down, or when we record them. So we're not allowed by federal requirements or guidelines, we're not allowed to recognize the funds, even though we are awarded. We're not allowed to recognize the funds until we draw them down.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Well, if there are no other questions, I'll thank everyone. Wish everyone a happy new year. And this concludes our first quarter conference call, which is a review of our third quarter 2018 results. And I look forward to speaking to everyone next quarter. Take care.
Thank you.
Your call recording service has been stopped successfully. Thank you.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, thanks for that. I need, how do I get access to it?
I should hang it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll send it to you in an email message.
You'll send me
the recording.
That's right. So if when you, well, you don't have to send me the actual audio file. I'm assuming you can send a link
to
the file. But I'm not, at least how it was in the last one.
Well, what happens if you were the one who was recording it, you would have gone to a link and listened to it. But because this is recorded as in my thing, I just have to download it and give it to you.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna actually send me an audio file.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.